And one of the things I like about Al-Anon is there's no organization, either as an organization or as individuals, who are more anxious to see us make it. They're on our side. And in fact, it only annoys me when I see an Al-Anon who decides to come to AA. We get some of our best customers from Al-Anon. And I'm always glad to see them, but sometimes they feel like they've made a step up in society by coming to AA. And I'm afraid that's a lateral step, not a step, horizontal one. But anyway, I'm glad to see people come to AA from wherever they come from. And I'm glad to be in AA myself. I think I love sobriety. I love anybody's sobriety, especially my own. And I love this way of life, and I'm glad to be a part of it. I wasn't a part of it for a long time, and I wasn't a part of it back at the time that Max was describing all these things. In fact, it was rather embarrassing to listen to her because she made me sound like an alcoholic. But I wasn't an alcoholic. I wasn't an alcoholic when I came here. In fact, I wouldn't have even had to have come to AA. I didn't have a 502 like she mentioned, or a court order or anything like that. I could have stayed there. The only thing was that the only way I could get a pass to get off the nut war of the hospital I was on the staff of was to go to AA. And nothing funny about a nut ward. In fact, this particular nut ward was a very boring sort of place to be. They insisted that I had to learn how to make leather belts. I didn't like to make the idea of making leather belts. In fact, they were very pushy about it. And they were trying to convince me that the quality of my life would improve if I learned how to make leather belts. And I didn't see that. I have a wall at home that has licenses and certificates and diplomas and papers to prove that I've been educated way beyond my intelligence. And here these people in this nut ward are trying to convince me that the quality of my life would improve if I learned how to make leather belts. I didn't understand the philosophy, and besides, I didn't understand the instructions. Well, that wasn't my fault. That's the fault of that dumb occupational therapist, because I've always had a theory, if you don't understand a thing well enough so you explain it to me so that I understand it, then you don't understand it as well as you're supposed to. And that stupid girl had explained it to me 3 times, and I wasn't going to embarrass her by asking her a 4th time. So I spent my time there in the nut ward commiserating with myself about the series of mistakes and misunderstandings and misdiagnoses and poor medical management that ended up with a nice guy like me in a place like that. And while I was sitting there commiserating with myself, this dumb psychologist who couldn't see that my problems were marital walked up behind me and said, "Would I mind talking to a man from Alcoholics Anonymous?" And I thought, "God almighty, Doc, don't I have enough problems of my own without trying to help some drunk from AA?" I didn't know anything about alcoholism. I didn't want to know anything about alcoholism. And I always knew that if you ever got to treating any alcoholics, word would get around. They'd spread it around and they'd all want to come to you. And then after that, then your good patients wouldn't want to come to you anymore when they knew you were having to treat alcoholics. And I would have nothing but alcoholics. And besides, they never pay their bills or keep their appointments.